At 7:07, it's clear, 3 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny and cold today with temperatures in the lower single digits, possibly near zero, with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, making it feel more like 15 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Red Oak report three arrests occurred on Tuesday. Officials say 19-year-old Marissa Lynn Sherman and 20-year-old Jeremy Joel Navarette, both of Villisca, were charged with fifth-degree theft for allegedly taking $15 worth of items from the Dollar General store in Red Oak. Police say Navarette took the items while Sherman acted as the alleged accomplice. The pair were arrested at around 1:10 p.m. Tuesday and held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. And just before 8 o'clock last night, 29-year-old Jeremiah Gray Eagle of Villisca was arrested in Red Oak for a parole violation based on a valid Montgomery County warrant. Gray Eagle was processed at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and then released on his own recognizance. Police in Council Bluffs report a woman from Shelby County was injured during a crash that took place last week. Information released this week indicates 51-year-old Melinda Mathiason of Harlan suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries during the crash that took place December 5th on Interstate 29 near South 24th Street in Council Bluffs. Officials say Mathiason's 1992 Lincoln Town Car was hit by a 2007 Nissan Sentra driven by 23-year-old Stephanie Jones of Council Bluffs. The accident happened at around 8:30 a.m. as Jones was traveling west on I-29 and attempting to merge into the left lane. As she was switching lanes, Jones's car hit Mathiason's vehicle, which caused the Lincoln to strike sand-filled barrels along the road. Both cars spun out before coming to a stop. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning are expected to act on approving the purchase of a building just across the street from the courthouse here in Atlantic. The building at 707 Poplar is currently owned and occupied by the Cambridge Law Firm. Late last month, at a meeting of the Cass County Public Safety Commission, Commissioner Gaylord Schelling, who also sits on the Board of Supervisors, announced that they have a contract for the purchase of the building. It remains to be determined whether the lower level of the Cambridge building will be used for a new 911 center or the offices of the county assessor and engineer. Moving those two offices, officials say, would likely open up enough space for an expansion of the current communication center on the lower level of the courthouse. Discussions on how to handle the space needs of the Cass County 911 Center, along with new equipment necessary for next-generation 911 services, has been ongoing for more than 2 years. The supervisors are also expected to act this morning on approving a resolution proposing the county lease a portion of the Cambridge building to the law firm following its purchase for more than 3 years. A public hearing will need to be held on that matter, though, before the move becomes final. In other business, the board will act on a resolution approving the appointment of a deputy sheriff and increasing the number of deputies by one. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. In the funeral announcements, James L. Clark, age 57, of Dexter, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for James L. Clark will be held today at 10 o'clock, along with joint funeral services for his father, James Clark, who passed away on Saturday at the age of 84. James Jim Clark was a longtime resident of Atlantic, and he died at the Creighton Medical Center. Roland Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements for James L. and James Jim Clark. Frank Wegner, age 84, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Wegner will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Arlene Christensen, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Arlene Christensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald Clayton, age 86, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Donald Clayton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Anna Henkelman, age 71, of Manila, died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Anna Marie Henkelman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Elaine Wiedemeyer, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Elaine Wiedemeyer will be Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair, with the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. Delabelle Deb Herbert, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Deb Herbert will be tomorrow at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rita Briggs, age 88, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Briggs will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Jean Boffman, age 86, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Jean Boffman will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Helen Erzinger, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Erzinger will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Raymond Howard, age 82, who's formerly of Menlo, died Monday in Berryville, Arkansas. Funeral services for Raymond Howard will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.